what is your real self? It's not an easy question, and we could get into all sorts of philosophical arguments here. But what I really want to you to think about today in this podcast, as you listen to it, is to think about how you might go about discovering your real self. Do you know what your real self is? Do you feel that you're closer to your real self now than you were when you were 5 years old? How about 10 years old, 20 years old? Of course, you might be listening to this podcast at 5 years old, in which case, congratulations, you're pretty precocious. But for most of us, there might be times in our life that we feel that we've been closer to who we are in some way than we are now, and that's an interesting thought. For other people, it might be that they or we feel that we've been getting closer to ourselves all along. So when you meet people older than you, for example, do you find that as people get older, they tend to get closer towards themselves or further away? I would say that for a lot of people, I think that people are quite close to themselves in a way when they're young, because they perhaps respond to the world quite instinctively. And then I think that societal norms intervene, and for at least a period of their adult life, perhaps starting in their teens, they're more the pressures of society mean that they're moulded into a certain way. This is talking in massive generalities here. And then I think a lot of people, as they get older, perhaps find themselves again in some way. Perhaps they've lived their life in a certain way and they take some time to pause and they realise that they've gone away from what they consider to be their true self. So that's one way in which I think it can happen, that there's waves of us discovering our true self through our lives. And for some people, we might go towards our true self, then we might go away from it, we might come back towards it, we might go back away from it again. And we'll meet lots of people on the path, hopefully, who will help us get to our true self. Although that's a question in itself, does it even matter? What does it mean even to get to our true self? And how would we recognise it while it was happening? How about if my true self, my true nature, is not actually a very good person? It might be that I should learn to control my true self in order to be a useful, active and happy member of society. So how do you feel about that idea in general and for you? Also, you might think that actually you're a person who hasn't allowed yourself to be too influenced by society, and so that throughout your life you've managed to maintain your true self. Or you might be a person who thinks there isn't one true self, there's many. You might be a person who thinks that there's aspects of our personality or aspects of us that we can discover for our lives. And maybe we can discover them at different times of our lives. Maybe we can discover them from doing different things. But there is no one stable, fixed understanding of who we are. And of course, as well as we move on as people and we change, the world changes. So, you know, during the time of COVID, which we're still in now, but during the lockdowns, which different people have been experiencing, people have, I think, been considering these deeper questions of who they are and how that relates to the world and how that relates to how they should exist in the world and interact with other people. So there might be some world events, or there might be some national events or community events or shared feelings. And that might include things like falling in love, or it might include things like moving to a different part of the country, or buying your first house, or all sorts of things, or moving out of the home in which you grew up in. Or maybe as a child you moved to lots of different places, and in each one of those you were a slightly different person. I know for me, for example, that a critical thing in my life was that when I went to Romania when I was at university to be a teacher in a voluntary teaching program, and because not only did nobody know me in Romania, but also the other teachers who came from the UK didn't know me either. And I realised that actually I could kind of rediscover myself, I suppose, or discover myself, and that also the person I presented to other people, I could decide what that was. in a way that because I'd been through school and university and I've just been following a particular path, I think perhaps I hadn't really thought about before properly. So there's all sorts of ways to think about our best self. And you might consider that actually you don't need to know what your best self is, or there is no real concept of the best self, or there is no concept of the self at all that you can really understand or agree with that you've ever heard of. But what I would say is that these questions are very important for us to live a life that has meaning for us, and a life that enables us to put meaning into the lives of the people around us. So these are perhaps quite useful questions for us to consider. And also it's really useful, I think, to consider that if you're not sure what your best self is, or if you want to get back to your best self in some way that you feel you've gone away from it, that maybe you need to be changing your behaviour, or you need to be experimenting in some way. So for me, I certainly find that I've done that in my life through travel. I mentioned Romania. I also lived for 2 years in Japan teaching, for example. And my wife and I now live in Sheffield, where we both grew up in the south of England. So that's also been quite a big change. So with those things, I think travel and moving and being in different situations like that helps me to define what my best self is and how I'm part of a community, the world, and what I can do. For me, if I stayed in one place all the time, or if I had stayed in one place all the time up to this point, I don't think I would have discovered the things about myself I have. That might not be what works for you. It might be that you discover yourself in relation to other people. It might be that you discover yourself from something through something creative. There's all sorts of ways you can do it. But that's what I'd like you to think about as you listen to this, and hopefully some of these questions have been of interest to you. I'd like you to think about what your best self is, if you know what that is, if you feel you're close to it, and if you feel you're not close to it, how you might go about, or you might already have plans, but how you could go about getting closer to it or discovering something new about it. Hopefully that was food for thought, and thanks very much for tuning in.